time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
Please have with us today Justin Anderson, president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. It's that time of the year, RMD, required minimum distribution. How many people have no idea what that's all about, Justin?
That's right, many. Not many. So every time we get close to the end of the year, people always have questions about required minimum distributions, the money you're required to take out of retirement accounts once you reach a certain age. Plus, there are new rules related to the Secure 2.0 Act, so I figured a quick refresher would be good. And a special note here, these are the most general rules. Like many of our laws and tax codes, there are more special situations than what we're covering.
Oh, yeah.
All right, first, most people need to take their first required minimum distribution the year they turn 73. However, the required minimum distribution changes to age 75 starting in 2033. So, if you were born on or after the year 1960, you will be required to take your first RMD at age 75. Now, for inherited IRA accounts, those you receive from someone who passes away, the main thing that must be considered is that if you were not that person's spouse, such as a child that inherited from a parent, the entire inherited IRA account must be fully distributed by December 31st of the 10th year following the original owner's death. Mm. But you may also have to take an annual required minimum distribution each year as well. You fall under that rule if the person you inherited the IRA from was taking required minimum distributions before they passed. This can be complicated, but in short, if you own an IRA account, be familiar with these big rules, then get help with the rest from your financial professional.
Very good information. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, man.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.